The defense chief for the Islamic Courts Union, Sheikh Yusuf Mohammed Sayed Inda Ade, told reporters in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, that Ethiopian troops had better leave Somalia or else face the consequences. The news editor of Horn Afrique, Mohammed Dure, attended the news conference and translates for VOA what the defense chief said.
Ethiopian population in the country, at least 35,000 of Ethiopian troops in here, Somalia. And they invited our country. He said, just we are telling the national community and all the concerned group that Ethiopians move or withdraw their troops in the country in 7 days. Otherwise, we'll face a war against Ethiopia.
According to Dure, the defense chief also urged neighboring Kenya not to allow Ethiopian troops to pass through its territory. Meanwhile, Ethiopia's Information Ministry spokesman, Zemed Kuntekle, tells VOA he is somewhat mystified by the Islamic Court's announcement.
The statement that Ethiopia should pull out troops from Somalia is baseless. As it has been repeatedly said, we do not have any fighting troops there. They are speaking on issue which is not actually there.
Semenkun says his country has no plans to evacuate the Ethiopian military advisors who are in Somalia training government troops.
We have been asked to send those advisors by the transitional government, and whenever they fulfill their task there, they will be pulled out.
The Islamists recently declared a holy war against Ethiopia over the troops issue. In response, the Ethiopian parliament voted to give Prime Minister Meles Zenawi the authority to take any legal action necessary to repel any attacks by the Islamists. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports Somalia's interim government prime minister says war with the Islamic militants is inevitable. Prime Minister Ali Mohamed Gedi told AP elements in the Islamic courts are against peace and stability in the country. He said thousands of militants have surrounded the interim government base in Baidoa. Late last week, a spokesman for Somalia's Islamist movement reported heavy fighting between its militias and Ethiopian forces. Following that were 2 days of heavy clashes between government troops and Islamist fighters around Dinsur, south of Baidoa. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。